about young children. Physical development. Large muscle development at around 18 months of age. Large muscle development. Examples of children's developing ability to move large muscles at around 18 months. In the first clip, two children are with an adult in a play yard. One of the children slowly twirls in a circle while tapping his feet on the ground. He takes a quick look at the adult, who is about 8 feet away. Then he rapidly toddles across the yard to a window, looks in the window, and yells to get someone's attention. In the second clip, a child slowly slides headfirst down an incline with carpet on it, which prevents her from going fast. At the bottom of the incline, the child pushes her hands off the floor and pulls herself up to standing. She then runs across the room to a teacher who is sitting on the floor. Just before the child reaches the teacher, she falls down onto a big, soft toy animal. The soft toy cushions her fall. She stands back up while a second child brings a ball to the teacher. The teacher reaches to take the ball and says, "Another ball." The third clip takes place in a group care room with 5 children and 2 teachers. A child is pushing a push toy across the carpeted surface. When he reaches the other side of the play space, he picks up the push toy and carries it away. In the fourth clip, 2 children are playing on a structure with a carpeted incline wide enough for 2, with 2 carpeted steps next to the incline. At the top of the steps and the incline is a carpeted platform. 1 child is climbing up the incline by holding onto the rail alongside the incline, while the other child is standing on the platform watching him. The first child climbs partway up the incline, turns around, sits, then scoots down on his bottom. As the first child reaches the bottom of the incline, a 3rd child enters the situation. The 3rd child goes up the steps, placing 1 foot on each step. When he arrives at the platform, he lowers his body and starts crawling. The 2nd child slides down the incline feet first, twisting her body as she goes down. The 1st child starts to crawl up the stairs, while the 3rd child scoots on his bottom to the top of the incline. The 2nd child makes a noise and points with her whole hand. A teacher off camera says, "You're ready to go up again." The 1st child finishes climbing up to the platform, while the 2nd child holds onto the side rail and steps up the stairs. The 3rd child scoots down the incline on his bottom. Parent discussion of children's large muscle development at around 18 months.
It seemed like within a blink of an eye, when he turned 18 months, it went from tumbling, stumbling to up full-fledged walking and running. And it started with little trots, and now it's like really fast, to where it was like a good thing to see. Like, being that that's my 1st child, it was amazing to see him grow like that. And it was a huge transition, now that I think about it, from 8 months to 18 months, like the amount of growth he did.
When I see other kids up and running, they learn from that. When you have a group of kids, you have, you know, the 18-month-olds, and then you have, you know, 2-year-olds, and they see 2-year-olds doing a little bit more than what they are, they're like, "I want to do it too." And I went through that with my son, because it was just him as a baby. So he seen other kids that was older than him, and he's like, "I want to get up and run, and I want to go outside and play, and I want to play basketball." And he just wanted to hurry up and be a big boy, and he wanted to do what he seen other kids doing. And it is the confidence. It is the confidence that they get, and they learn as they go.
What I saw when my daughter was 18 months and had good mobile abilities, but she was bow leg, and the doctor just allowed her to like grow out of it, which she did, but she would still try to run, jump, and climb.
Well, the biggest thing I saw was the confidence that the 18-month-olds had as opposed to the 8-month-olds. The 8-month-olds just really appear more kind of in their own world. And then by the time, like you were saying, they see others, they want to do what others are doing. So the confidence really builds up. They're able to not just sit and look around. They want to go get up and move around. So that was the biggest thing for me with that big age range. Just how quickly it moves. Once they start, go from sitting to walking, it's like they never slow down after that. It's mm-hmm. like they're constantly on the go. They're 10 steps ahead of you at all times, no matter how much you, which is, again, this is a really fun age for development, just watching them develop. It's tiring for parents, but it's fun to watch.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.